Luke chapter 19, and let me read the first 10 verses for us. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed the sycamore tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." Wonderful words in the Bible, and we'll think on those just now. The video clip we watched a few minutes ago spoke about masks and how we all put on masks at different points in our lives. We like to pretend to be someone other than who we are sometimes. We do this for all kinds of reasons. To be liked, to appear, to be one of the crowd, to fit in, to be loved, to be somebody different other than who we are. We wear masks to hide who we really are inside. People can't really get to know us, though, if we wear a mask. They don't know the real us. This week, during the youth cafe, every night this week for those older young people, we're a youth cafe every night this week, and for three of those nights, the youngsters who were with us on the Step Out team shared something of their stories. They took their masks off, and they revealed their real self to us. And some of those stories were hard, but all of those stories were real. Because they were real life, things that had happened to ordinary people like you and like me. Tonight, I want us to have a look at a man who removed his mask, and having met Jesus, his life was changed quite dramatically. And as we think on this evening, as you listen to me for the next 10 minutes or so, all I want to do is ask you to think about your own life, and together, let's think about this whole thing of no more masks. Zacchaeus is the man talked about here in the Bible. And it's a bit of a strange name because we don't have names like that today. The worst you get is Hamish, or maybe Alan, or maybe Ruth, or maybe Brogan, or maybe Ellis. They're strange names, but not as strange as Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was a strange name. If you're slightly older and you've been to church, you probably remember an old Sunday school chorus that went something along the lines of, "Zacchaeus was a very little man, and a very little man was he. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Saviour he wanted to see." Simple way of us remembering an old story, and a wonderful story. But we learn here, in the passage before us, that Zacchaeus was wanting to see Jesus. Jesus came to the town that Zacchaeus lived in, and that Zacchaeus worked in. What do we know about Zacchaeus then? Well, we find out that he is something of a seeking sinner. He looks at himself, and he doesn't like what he sees. He wants to do something different. He wants to be someone real and someone special. He wants to get rid of the mask. He's seeking to change. But it can be a hard thing for us to do, because when we put on masks, when we pretend to be somebody else, we actually quite like it, because nobody gets to see the real us. And so underneath we can be scared, and underneath we can be frightened, and underneath we can be all kinds of things, but nobody sees because we've got a mask on. Zacchaeus was wanting to change who he was, but it was a hard thing for him to do. Why was it a hard thing? Well, because he was a chief tax collector. He had a well-paid job. He was well-respected within his profession. He supervised other people. That's because he had got to the top of the chain. He was the boss, the chief. He had done well for himself. And yet tax collectors, much like they are today, so when you're a wee bit more grown up and you have come to pay your taxes, you begin to begrudge the tax man every last penny that he gets.
and he fair gets a few pounds off us, doesn't he? Tax collectors weren't liked back in the times of Jesus either. These men worked for the invading Romans. They took money, often illegally, wrongly, from the poor working class people. The tax collectors, they would take what was due to Caesar, to the governor, and then they would take some extra for themselves and they would stick it in their pockets, stealing a little bit all of the time. And that's one of the reasons tax collectors were very wealthy. But this man Zacchaeus was no ordinary tax collector, a chief, a supervisor, a manager. He had worked his way up the ladder. He was probably good at his job. He was probably loyal to those who were his employers. And there's nothing wrong in any of that. It's good to be loyal. It's good to work hard. But as a Zacchaeus, it's not good to cheat and to steal. He was a chief tax collector. He was wealthy, it says there, as we read along those verses. Most tax collectors were wealthy people, and Zacchaeus would have been because of how far up the ladder he had got. But being wealthy was a bit of a problem, because the Bible tells us in the previous chapter that it's really difficult for a rich person to get into heaven. And this was proving difficult for Zacchaeus. It's one of the things that worried him. This rich man, hated man by lots of people, wanted to see Jesus. And in the next verses, we learn that he wanted to see him so much. No doubt he had heard all about him. He was a tax collector. He would have heard people talking all day long in the queues as they queued up to give him their taxes. They'd be talking about this man, Jesus. Zacchaeus would have heard about his teaching. He would have heard about his miracles. He would have heard about the blind people being able to see, and the lame people being able to walk, and the deaf people being able to hear. He would have been curious about some of the teaching, as Jesus had told others to love your neighbour, as he had told them to love God, as he had told them to sin no more. Zacchaeus might even have been surprised by some of the people that Jesus had stopped to talk with and to share with. Ordinary, everyday people, good people and bad people, people like Zacchaeus. He would talk to them. And so Zacchaeus wanted to find out more about this man, Jesus. He wanted to spend time with him. People came to Jesus for all kinds of reasons, often interested to find out just a little snippet more. This man was a seeking sinner. And you guys, all of us, we keep coming to church week by week because we want to. Hopefully, because we want to learn more. You guys keep coming to Youth Cafe because you want to learn more. Or maybe you're just a little bit curious about all that goes on. But there's a little bit that brings you here. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus, but he had a problem. And we learn in verse 3 here that he was a bit of a short man. He was small. He was tiny. He couldn't see very well over everybody else. And as was usual, when Jesus was around, lots and lots of people were there because they wanted to see Jesus. They wanted to hear Jesus. So they were crowding around him. And Zacchaeus would try and push his way to the front because he's a wee man. He couldn't see over the top. So he'd be pushing his way in. And as he tried to push his way in, people would look down to see who was pushing them. And they'd see it was Zacchaeus. And they'd realize that he was that tax collector, that one who stole money off of them. And so they would probably just push him backwards to the back. What was Zacchaeus going to do? How was he going to see Jesus? Well, he was so desperate that he didn't give up. He ran on ahead. He figured if he got to the front of the crowd, perhaps somehow he'd find a way of seeing Jesus. And there it was in front of him, a tree, a big sycamore tree. And so he began to climb up it, and he got to the top. And this way, when Jesus came and the crowds were all around him, Zacchaeus didn't need to worry, because he was above everybody, a bit like me tonight, above everybody. He could see everything that was going on. So desperate was he to see Jesus that he ran ahead and climbed that tree. I don't know about you, but sometimes we get very excited about something new or something exciting, and we must get there first. Sometimes it's a pop concert, and so as soon as we know it's going to happen, we're up at midnight, and we're phoning the phone number to buy the tickets. Sometimes it's a new book that's out in the stores, or a new game that's in the stores. And I've seen supermarkets and electronics shops opening up at midnight so that people can queue up and get in and get the first copy of something new. JLS, one of these super wonderful bands these days, were doing a film recently, one day only. And so in my household, that's a big thing. So Rebecca was so desperate to see JLS. What happens? Dad, you must order some tickets. So the day the tickets came out on sale, I had to go on the internet and I had to book tickets for JLS at the View Cinema in Stirling. But you didn't get a seat number. So the next problem was that you could collect your tickets, but you could only collect your tickets 4 hours before the film started. Rebecca was at school, so you had to go for the tickets. Dad had to go for the tickets, of course. So I'm down there on a Friday afternoon, and I'm in the queue, and I get my tickets, and I'm thinking to myself, that's great, I'm here early, I'll get the seats that she wants. Do you think I got seats? Not a chance, all I got was a ticket. And so that was a bit of a problem, and I thought, what am I going to do now? So I came home, and Rebecca came home from school, and I said, you've got your tickets, but there's still no seats. And so what did she do? Her and her friend were down there an hour before the doors opened, so that she could get in to get the seats she wanted to see JLS. Desperate. And we do that kind of thing, don't we? We get desperate for something, and so we queue up and we rush in and we try and get there. Zacchaeus, the seeking sinner, was desperate to see Jesus. He would do anything he possibly could. And so he ran on ahead, he found a tree, he climbed to the top, and he looked out. He was seeking Jesus. When we get to verse 5, we have a bit of a change, because Zacchaeus isn't the focus for a moment or two. The seeking sinner gives way to the seeking Saviour. See these nice easy points so that we remember them when we go away. Seeking Saviour. Jesus is on his way into Jerusalem. The previous chapter tells us what's going to happen. He's intent on fulfilling his destiny. There's a plan in place for Jesus, a plan that's been in place for an awful long time. He's heading to a city called Jerusalem, where he knows he's going to be arrested, where he knows he's going to be tried, and where he knows he's going to be crucified. His mission was to save the world. His mission was to die for sinners like you and like me and like Zacchaeus. God sent his son into the world not to condemn the world, but to save the world. John tells us in John chapter 3, we've all done wrong. We've all mucked up. We've all sinned against God. We've all chosen to ignore him, to do our own thing and to go our own way. And the Bible calls that sin, a very small word. And sin separates us from God. And it needs to be punished in order for us to be right with God. And God knew all of that. And he knew that we couldn't do anything of ourselves, because in and of ourselves, none of us is good enough. Yet God still loves his children, the ones he made. And so he decided to send his son into the world. And so the plan had been from the very beginning for Jesus to die in our place. And he knew that. So he was heading to the cross, heading to Jerusalem. And despite this, everywhere he went, Jesus was still looking for people. He was still looking for people like you and like me. He was still looking for people like Zacchaeus that he could get alongside, that he could talk to, and that he could point back in the right direction. He was still looking for sinners to save. And so as Jesus is walking along that day, with a crowd of people all around him, everyone bustling, trying to get his attention, what do you think Jesus sees? Jesus sees a little man up the top of a tree, a little speck in the distance. Jesus sees him. And verse 5 says to us that he spoke to Zacchaeus and he said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. Jesus knew his name. He knew all about him. He wanted to stop at his home that day. And Zacchaeus would have been amazed. And the crowd were certainly amazed. Yet Jesus does what he always does. He seeks people out in order to save them. Zacchaeus may well have been looking for Jesus, but Jesus was looking for him. And that is just such a wonderful thought for us to have and to hang on to. And then the wonderful bit of the story, Zacchaeus comes down, he goes home, he takes Jesus to his house, and they talk for a little while, no doubt. And then we discover that the sinner is saved. We have a saved sinner. Zacchaeus must have been shocked that Jesus was coming, but he welcomed him into his house. The word translated in the Greek there, it says welcomed him gladly, it means that he was overjoyed. He was rejoicing. He was so happy. Think of the best thing in the world that you've ever wanted for your birthday or your Christmas, and the joy you have when you wrap open the paper and you find it. That's what Zacchaeus felt when Jesus said to him, "I'm coming to your house today to spend time with you." And as we go on, we find that the crowd muttered about Jesus going to be the guest of a sinner. Isn't that a familiar thing? People like to mump and to moan when something good happens to somebody else other than themselves. But Zacchaeus stood and he promised Jesus that day that he would give his possessions away, that he would repay everybody that he had cheated. And Jesus said, "Today, salvation has come to this house." Today. Now, in order for salvation to come, a couple of things had to have happened, and it had nothing to do with Zacchaeus giving all these possessions away. It wasn't anything to do with good works. The three things that Zacchaeus needed to do were that he needed to accept Jesus. He had to invite Jesus in to spend time with him. Revelation, Jesus tells us, "Behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him, and he with me." Jesus longs to be invited in. He longs for us to receive him. We also need to repent of our sins. Now that means we need to turn our back on all the bad things we've done and start to follow Jesus. And then we need to trust Jesus and to follow him from that day forward. And that's what Zacchaeus was doing here. And because he was choosing to do all of that, to turn his back on all the wrong things he had done, because he had wanted forgiven, and because he wanted to follow Jesus from now on in, he stood up and said, "I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I've cheated anybody out of anything, I will give them back, not just what he had cheated them out of, but four times what he had cheated them out of." What a man. And all because Jesus came to his house. All because Jesus loved him. And all because he had sought him out, and Zacchaeus was now saved. Zacchaeus decided it was time to get rid of his mask. Time to stop pretending. Time to stop being somebody different and somebody bad. He was a seeking sinner, and we discovered that the seeking Saviour was looking for him. And as Jesus met him, he saved him. Zacchaeus gave up doing all the things he had done before so that he could follow God's ways. He repented and he followed his Saviour. And so all I want to say to you tonight, and to me tonight, is it's time for us to make sure that we take off the masks, and that we forget about them. God sees us as we are anyway. He knows what we're like. Doesn't matter if I dress up in nice clothes, he still knows what I'm like on the inside. The good bits, and guess what? Some of the bad bits that are there as well, because I'm no saint. God sees us as we are. He knows all about us. And like Jesus going through Jericho that day, he's still looking for people to save. He's looking for you and for me. And he longs for us to accept him. He longs for us to believe in him. And he wants to accept us and to forgive us and to restore us. All we need to do is to learn that lesson. To listen to the stories we've heard this week in Youth Cafe about how the Craig... and who else shared their testimony this week? Craig and Tony, how they shared their stories of how they used to be, and Michael as well, well remembered, and how when they met Jesus, their lives were changed. Zacchaeus was a bad man. He cheated people. But then when he met Jesus, he turned his back in all of that to follow him from now on. And God wants us to do the same. And all we need to do is pray and ask him to forgive us, to lay behind our old life, and to start following him and living his way from now on. So let me pray, and then we'll sing to finish. Father God, we thank you for your amazing grace, mercy, and love. We thank you for stories in the Bible that are true and that are real. We thank you for Zacchaeus, and we thank you for the lesson that we learned from him, that it doesn't matter who we are or what we've done, still you love us, and still you want to find us, and to draw us into yourself. You want us to be your friends. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you that Jesus died on the cross to save us from our sins. We thank you that we can put our trust in him and follow him. Help us to do that. Give us the courage. Help us to be like Michael and Tony this week. and Craig as well, who took their masks off, who looked to Jesus and who have been following him from that day on. Lord, help us to follow you always, to put our trust in you. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for saving us. And we just praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.